Good morning, people. How's everybody doing? All right. Yeah. So, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about something that's, you know, that people spend their time investigating, trying to figure out how this happened. You know, where did this come from? Who, what, where, when, how, why? You know, people trying to figure things out, but, you know, I don't know if they're being willfully clueless. You know, or they just clueless. But you know what? We're going to shed some light. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Yes. As a coworker of mine used to say, they're going to learn today. Yeah. So what I want to talk about, media sources. Yes. Media sources. Yes. Media sources. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I know people be like, man, where'd they get this information from? Where'd they got information from? How do they know this? How do they know that? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the media, there's something else. You know. But, yeah, that's what they do. You know, like, for instance, James Comey. You know, I'm going to go back to my man, James Comey. JC. You know? You know, James Comey, his wife was the source. You know what I'm saying? This is where I talk about that marriage thing. You know? Yeah. James Comey, his wife was the source. You know? And with, Most sports stories and, you know what I mean? Yeah, anybody close to the story, if it's not them leaking the story themselves, it's their wife, you know? It's their wife or some family member by marriage. You know what I'm saying? So let's say, let's say I'm a famous person, right? And somebody married my sister. You know what I mean? And because they married my sister, they're gonna always be up in my family business. Intentionally, but they're going to pretend like they care. Like they're going to always be around and, you know, they always want to be, you know, they're taking this in-law thing a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the purpose of them doing that is so they can get closer to me and give off information about me when needed. You know what I'm saying? Or they could be like a paid source close to me without me even knowing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know. Cause let's say I married a white woman. I know ladies is like, oh, really? Really now? Hypotheticals, ladies. Hypotheticals. But anyway, let's say I married a white woman. Yeah, let's say I married a white woman. And I know some ladies like, what? Just the thought of, just the way that sounds. They don't even like the way it sounds. You know what I mean? They ready to choke me through the airwaves. But yeah, let's say I married a white woman, and you know, her brother or cousin or someone who, you know, who's gonna make it their business to you know, push themselves in our business. You know what I mean? Or they're gonna make it their business to be in our business because maybe they were told to be in our business, or maybe they're being paid to be in our business, while at the same time pretending to be my in-law. You know what I mean? Yeah, but actuality, they're just being around me so they can, you know, leak information about whatever it is that I'm into. You know, because I'm a famous person. You know, let's say I'm a famous person. Let's say I'm a famous football player. Like, real famous, and like a quarterback or something. And, like, another team wanted me or something like that. Her brother would be the one taking money from outside sources to influence me to go a different route. Or influence me to go the route that they want me to go. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then when I made my decision, her brother would be the one to leak the information. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But of course, you know, they'll make it so I don't think it's him. You know, they'll make it, you know, make it so I think it's my agent or my agents. No, no, no. It's usually some family member of somebody high level that are in these institutions or agencies. And they, like I said, they usually, they were married to them for that purpose. You know what I'm saying? They were married to them for the purpose of, you know, feeding information. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, rich, powerful people talk about their goals, aspirations, and their next moves. So, you know, undermining people, put people in certain positions so that they can, comment on those moves. They can scrutinize those moves. They can benefit off of those moves. And it's all about influence. Yeah. It's all about influence. So, yeah, when you hear something on TV about all sources within the administration, you know what I mean? Chances are it's somebody's wife or somebody's husband who is either paid to leak information or is doing so, you know, at a financial benefit behind the spouse's back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they know it's certain sensitive information. How could it have come out? Yeah, well, it came out because somebody's husband or somebody's wife who was sent for that purpose to marrying that high level person for the business of information leaking, because information leaking is big business. Yeah, don't let's not get lost on that part of it either. Let's not forget that dynamic of it. Money, you know. Yeah, it's big business. You know, information sharing, information leaking, you know. But information leaking, that's big business. Because, you know, in their mind, it's harmless. You know what I mean? They're not sharing that information. They're not sharing that information with, they're not sharing that information with, you know, in their mind, they're not sharing that information with any, you know, foreign entities. You know, they're just leaking information to the news media, which is staying within, you know, within the American system. But you know, it's dangerous, you know, because it undermines policy, and it strengthens influence one way, and weakens influence another way, where, you know, the news media is now strengthened because, you know, they have all this, they have all these sources that give out all this information, and they can then now, you know, manipulate, you know, people in agencies and say, listen, you know, I can get this story ran about you. I cannot get this story ran about you, depending on how you're gonna make things benefit me. Since now it's like they're using that as a means of unconscious subliminal intimidation of that official or of that high level person, or you know what I mean? So, you know, most media, in my view, I think, you know, because it makes sense. You know me, I'm about common sense, man. You know what I mean? I look at it like if it was me, where would the source come from? You know, if the only person that have the only person that would have access to the information is my wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, it's important that when they want to trace sources, they look to the wives and the husbands of these people, you know? Like Susan Rice, her husband, I know he was a source, you know what I mean? I know he was a source for the Obama administration. You know, when they say high level sources in the Obama administration, yeah, it was him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, in my view, I think it was him. Well, he was one of the sources that they used, you know, to figure out what's going on in the Obama administration. I mean, they had many sources. Yeah, it was a source-packed administration. You know? Yeah, everybody was a source in the Obama administration. Everybody was vying for some sort of... you know, it was so much sources in the Obama administration. The value of a source being a source had dropped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was so much sources in the Obama administration. The value of being a source has dropped. I can imagine the value right now for being a source in the Trump administration. Man, whew. That's a high value. Undermining position right there. If they can get you, yeah. If they can get it, like for people, let's say people that are leaking, like let's say people in the Trump administration who are leaking stuff right now. Man, they might not be getting financial, but they might be getting future. You know, because that's how they do. Like for instance, like. An administration like Trump's, for them to block the sources. Matter of fact, they won't even have to block the sources because it would be so covert that you know, yeah, it would be so covert, you know. So the value of being a source in the Trump administration is probably like. You know, it's probably very high. Yeah, because in the Obama administration, everybody was a source. Yeah, everybody was a source. You know, everybody was a source. So, you know. But, yeah, that's, in my view, that's where they get their sources from. That's where they get the leaks from. you know, husbands or wives or, you know, cousins or brothers that are associated with people in high level places. You know, and in some cases, you know, they're sent to these, in some cases, they're, you know, they're in these marriages for this purpose. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they're in these marriages for this purpose. To, you know, for the influence, for the being the source, you know. Yeah, for all the wrong reasons other than being in the marriage. So, being in the marriage. So, yeah. And that's a lot with white folks, too. Yeah, all that media source stuff business. Yeah, that's all with white folks. Yeah. That dynamic is mainly with white folks. You know, with white, like, for instance, Kamala Harris. You know what I mean? That's another instance where the source. Let's say, okay, yeah, she's a senator in California, whatever the case is. So, you know, if they need some sort of information from her office, they'll get it from her husband. You know? Yeah, they'll get it from her husband. And, you know, if she was to be successful in her White House bid, yeah, he'll be the source. He'll be the source, and he'll be the man behind things. You know what I mean? Yeah, doing things for, you know, his interests. Yeah. So yeah, stuff like that. That's how they got these sources. You know, it's usually somebody's wife or somebody's husband that are connected to the media. You know what I mean? Yeah. And chances are, if they're in a high-level position, more than likely, they're connected to the media, you know. So, yeah, that's very interesting right there. Media sources and where they come from. Yeah. So, like I said, people, you know that's just my thinking, you know. You know, adding common sense to it, like, you know, common sense thinking, like, really, that's where it could come from. So anyway, people, you know, we continue to, spread love, speak the truth, and make power moves. You know what I mean? Spreading love, speaking the truth, and making power moves. So, y'all stay tuned. And, it's still Shiver Me Timbers out there, so don't forget that scarf. Very important. Stay tuned.